Hello, and welcome to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. I'm your host, Bonnette Wright. Today, we're going to talk about adoption. Now, I know there are some people who may have considered or considering adopting, or you're adopted yourself. Maybe at the very least, you know someone who is. I find so many of the ideas about what it's like to be adopted are just unrealistic and sometimes wrong. Now, I'm adopted. It's one of those things that has been a force in shaping my identity. In truth, I actually have no problem telling people about being adopted and how that shaped my family dynamics when I was raising my kids. I think it can explain a lot about who I am and even why I became the person that I am. Now, for some people, it can be awkward. Sometimes it seems like too personal of a subject to bring up. And I assure you, that has never been the case for me. So let's go there. Now, back in the 1960s, you didn't have a child out of wedlock, especially in a small town, and especially being Black. So my biological mother placed me for adoption. Now, back then, there were so many things going on. And we're talking about the mid-1960s. So as African Americans, we didn't have the right to vote, not yet. And we were still trying to be recognized as equal. So, of course, birth control for a Black woman, and even women, period, were not prevalent. So my mother, as I said, my biological mother made the decision to place me for adoption. I was born on a Wednesday, and I arrived on a Friday. Now, I can tell you from the age of birth to 6 years old, I had a typical normal childhood. Two parents that loved me, a family that just gave me all the love and all the attention that any child could ever want. I always say my parents gave me what they had, because as parents, we always kind of say we want to give our children what they didn't. But my parents did, but they mainly gave me what they had. And that means they gave me values and morals and structure and just teaching me about life. So, but as I said, from the age of birth to 6 years old, that was my life. And in my first podcast, I talk about a family secret, which was being adopted. Now, I'm sure at six, my parents were not prepared for three words, am I adopted? And they had to explain that to me. One of the things that I would say as being an adoptee, parents would want to be very upfront and honest with their kids, because if you don't explain this to them, they're going to receive this information from unfeeling relatives, and we know what they are, the relative that always feels like they need to be the one to tell the business, and it was their place, and I feel I should do that. Or they hear it from nosy neighbors and cruel classmates. The latter two was how I found out, nosy neighbors and cruel classmates. Children only repeat what they hear adults say. So with that, I learned I was adopted. Now, from the age of 6 to 8, once my parents explained it to me in a way that a 6-year-old could understand it, it was something that was never really talked about again. By the time I was 8, busing came about, and I was bused to a different school. And the kids in my neighborhood, not all of them, but it was just one particular family, made sure that they told the kids at the new school, don't play with me, don't talk to me, because I was adopted. So I had to really kind of deal with that. and my parents did too. Now, I'm not going to say it was hard, but back then it was a challenge. And the African proverb says it takes a village to raise a child. That's exactly what I had, a village, to instill into me basically how to handle all of this and to build my self-esteem. Now, one of the things that I want to elaborate on is that when you're an adoptee, you have to learn to accept and move forward from your personal history. And there are many experiences, and some of them are some psychological, that affects children that are adopted. I'm going to share just a few of them with you. And one is an identity, knowing where you fit in. The next is forming emotional attachments. And the next one is struggling with low self-esteem. Now, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to come back in about 30 seconds, and I'm going to share how to deal with some of these things, and we'll talk about how I overcame and where I am today.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Charlotte Van Horn with Locks Forever. I'm extending an invitation to you to check out our new podcast, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. This is a high-energy, keeping it real and relevant podcast for natural hair enthusiasts, service providers, and business owners. We will talk about everything from tender heads to how to build a tough natural hair business. If you're starting a natural hair business, this is the podcast for you. It's informative, fun, with a twist of humor, inspiration, and feeling of sitting around the table talking with your best friends. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. You will not be disappointed.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Hi, this is Vonette Wright, and we're back to the hand that you've been dealt, and we're talking about adoption, and we're talking about my adoption. Before we left for break, I was talking about some of the psychological effects that adoptees have, and they're not major psychological effects, but these are some of the things that an adoptee sometimes deal with. One, I was talking about identity issues, and I said I kind of dealt with that, but that was probably more when I got into my upper teens. And I'll explain why. The next one was forming emotional attachment. Now, that one, I can't really say that I had any problems with emotional attachments, but I do know of some friends and some family members that did experience this. And struggles with your self-esteem, and I'll definitely go into that. So as I was saying, by the time I was probably about sixth grade, which at that time was elementary school, I was preparing to go to middle school. And from my elementary experience, I dealt with the talk of being adopted. Don't play with her. Don't talk to her. So I had to take on a different exterior, and I had to take on a different attitude. And as I said, my family just was so supportive, and they really, really instilled into me that I was somebody and that I was special and that I was loved. So that really helped boost my self-esteem. As being an adoptee, you do wonder sometimes, where do you come from? Where do I belong? Where do I fit in? And as I said, for me, that really never became a big issue, but it always was something in the back of my mind. Now, I can tell you the one thing that I felt was probably a challenge was my self-esteem. Because like I said, you know, kids didn't want to play with me when I was younger, so I just learned to really navigate and be okay with being with myself. As I became to be an adult, because my parents and my family did instill into me that I was somebody and that I was important, I was able to have the self-confidence that I have today. But I want to share with you that when you're considering adoption, there's certain things that you probably don't want to say or you don't want to do. One of the things you don't always say is your real parents. Because parents are parents, and there's no such thing as a real parent. The appropriate wording would probably be biological. That's the word that I use, and I've always used that. Another would be that you weren't wanted. And you don't ever want to feel that you are not wanted. It's just that situations and life happen for whatever reason. In my case, my biological mom was very young, and she really could not raise a kid. Like I said, this is the mid-1960s. She's the oldest of seven. That wasn't something she would have been able to do. And it's an unselfish love to know that it's something that you can't do, but you want better. And that's the way she felt. She wanted better for me. Now, I can tell you that I did, and as you can tell from my story I'm telling, I did establish a relationship with my biological mom. And it was a long relationship. I was 25 at the time, and I had already had my own kids and family. And she was a part of that. I can tell you that it is a bit different when you are older, and it's all in how your outlook is, how you're going to handle that. I will say that my experience is probably not the normal experience that most adoptees have because, like I said, it's never really talked about and it's never really discussed. I can just say to anyone that an adoptee, you do. You have to accept it and you have to move forward. You have to look at your life that we all are special. The way it was always explained to me was that God decided that two people would have the opportunity to select a special baby, and that baby happened to be me. And that's where I got the idea and the term, I had to play the hand that I've been dealt. Because no one is ever standing on the sideline saying, oh, I don't want to live here, I want to live here. You know, you just don't have that opportunity when you're a child. And God says, okay, I feel that this is what is best for you. So I had to play this hand that I've been dealt. But one of the things I want to say is a little affirmation that pretty much something that I think I wrote when I was about, I want to say maybe 14. It said, I read it in one of my journals. It says, I'm adopted. I love my birth mother, no matter her flaws and decisions. I'm adopted. I have a giant family, blood and non-blood related. I'm adopted, just wanting to have my voice heard. I'm adopted. I want all sides to be shared and give the innocent a voice. I'm adopted. I've had a good life. Now, adoptee's experience is more like a Rubik's Cube, I say. It has many positions. Not one person can tell you how to feel or tell you you are wrong for feeling the way you do. And there's a large gray area that represents the uniqueness of each adoptee's experience. So if nothing else, I would say that if you're considering adoption or you're an adoptee, or even if you know someone that's adopted, just know that their experience and their journey and their understanding of this is just totally unique and totally different. Take the time to get to know them if they're willing to share it, and if they're not, definitely respect that. And as I always say at the end of each one of my podcasts, my Proverbs 3:5-6, which is trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And that's Proverbs 3:5-6. I hope you've enjoyed this. My name is Vonette Wright. This is the hand that you've been dealt. It's definitely been the hand that I've been dealt. And I look forward to talking with you on Fridays at 4 p.m. Peace.